Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I will be using my community comments every week to highlight various volunteer, nonprofit, and service organization efforts here behind the Redwood Curtain. This week, I'd like to recognize the efforts of Food for People. Food for People is working to eliminate hunger and improve the health and well-being of our community through access to healthy and nutritious foods, community education, and advocacy. They first opened in 1979 as the Food Rights Action Project with the Small Food Closet. Since that time, Food for People has expanded to 17 pantry sites around the county and a mobile produce pantry that serves an additional 10 sites. Food for People now serves 16,000 people a month, up from 12,000 before COVID. And yes, you heard me right. Food for People is feeding 16,000 people a month. The need is real, with 21% of Humboldt County's residents living at or below the poverty line. Food for People serves our community through emergency food pantries, a mobile produce pantry, free produce markets, and programs to help our seniors, those who are homebound, and children and youth. Food for People is also the designated relief organization in the time of a natural disaster, emergency, or pandemic for all of Humboldt County. In delivering these programs, Food for People provides opportunities for hundreds of volunteers in training and work skills for warehouse operations, front desk reception, and more. This last year and a half has been an extremely challenging one for the organization. On February 28, 2020, a sewer malfunction flooded Food for People's facilities, ruining a massive amount of food and forcing the organization to vacate and set up temporary facilities. And then, just a few weeks later, the March 18th shelter-in-place order was issued due to COVID, and Food for People had to immediately convert to feeding people in parking lots and drive-through operations. What is truly amazing is they went from having 400 volunteers and 23 staff to losing almost all of their volunteers due to the shelter-in-place order and having to run the entire organization with 20 staff and a couple of volunteers. One has to admit, this is truly remarkable and says a great deal about the character and fortitude of those individuals working and volunteering for Food for People. 1 out of 5 people live in poverty in Humboldt County. How many others are just on that line? How many people only have a day or two of food in their house? Well, we found out during the pandemic, and it was quite an eye-opener to see how many folks were living day-to-day in our county. Then add to it how many people are just a broken car or a medical crisis away from needing help to survive. Most who use Food for People's services do so for short-term solutions and end up coming back later to volunteer. To say recipients of Food for People's support are grateful would be a serious understatement. So do what you can to support Food for People, either through volunteering or making a contribution. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and remember, you can make a difference. All it takes are 3 words. I will volunteer.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.